This is a Defocus Media production. What's up, everyone? It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover.
And I'm Dr. Jennifer Lyerly, resident optometry nerd.
And welcome to Defocus Media, optometry's number one podcast, where we discuss the hottest topics, latest technology, eyewear, practice management, and more. So sit back, relax, and defocus.
Hey, everybody, we are back. We've got a new episode of the Defocus Media podcast. I'm Jennifer Lyerly, and I'm joined with Daryl Glover.
What's up, Jen? How are you doing today?
Doing good. We're actually, guys, we're recording after work. So if we look a little bit crazy and brown, like I have wet hair, but like this is real life optometry now. You shower at the end of the day instead of at the beginning of the day. So I'm sure if any of you guys out there that are doing that, you'll feel my pain of why maybe I look a little bit wild this afternoon.
Jen, you always look fabulous. It doesn't matter when it is. You are always a star in my eyes.
Wet hair, it doesn't matter. That's what a bun's for. We're good.
Hey, Jen, you know, you could be like me and not have any hair at all. So keep that in mind, all right?
No, we'll see a few more months like this. Maybe I won't have any hair.
Well, today,
before we started recording, we were talking with our guest today, Jeff Harrell. He's from Essilor. And we were talking about what life has been like. And he's got a young son starting kindergarten and starting to broach like the new world of at home school teacher / parenting responsibilities. You still have hair though. So far so good.
I do. I mean, this year is putting the hair to the test. I think if I actually grew my COVID beard, you'd see a little bit more gray hairs than I've got on the top of my head. So, but I've got to keep it shaved so you don't see that. But yeah, I mean, this year it's been, I remember Dr. Glover and I talked back in January. It's amazing what 7-8 months makes from the last time we talked, because I think it went from work from home to just about everything from home. So now we're kind of getting into the new school year. A lot of things are changing. But I think there's still a lot of great things going on right now. And I think for my part, first and foremost, I want to thank both of you, and I want to thank all of your colleagues for everything that you're doing, getting back to work, getting back to the practices. You know, if you think about it early in the year, the big question was, what is an essential business? And if you think about it, what's more essential than eye care? Of all the senses, what's going to help you, especially in what's more going to help you more than perfect vision? So at the end of the day, you know, I can't thank you and your colleagues enough for getting back out there, helping the patients, and supporting us in what we're doing. I think there's a lot of the year still left to go, and I think it's still going to be. I think 2020 is going to finish very good for a lot of us, and I think it's going to be a great year. I think we can come out of this together.
Well, Daryl, I know you guys last caught up at the national sales meeting, which is earlier this year. And at that meeting, there was plans for a lot of new technology to launch. And obviously, with the way the world is so much different now, everybody across all industries is kind of have to make some changes as far as their go. But yeah. Essilor is still bringing us new technology. And that's what you're coming on the show to talk to us about. How has COVID-19 though changed what kind of new technology we're needing as optometrists to give to our patients though?
You know, I think about, you know, at the beginning of the year, like you said, when we talked, we had a lot of innovations in the pipeline. We were able to get a few out before we got kind of quarantined and work from home. You know, they didn't get the traction because everyone had to shut down. Right. But, you know, now when we think about what we needed to do, you know, Essilor is about innovation. That's what we're known for. That's how we can best support optometry practices in the U.S. today. And it's part of our DNA, and we have to continue to do that in good times and bad. I'm not only going to launch new products when everything is going great, right? I think more than ever, this is when we have to keep doing what we're known for and launch new products. And that's how we have Varilux Comfort Max. And at the end of the day, Varilux Comfort Max was meant to be an amazing product, an accessible product under the Varilux brand name for a lot of patients and a lot of ECPs out there, really focused on postural flexibility, providing sharp vision across a huge area of the lens for the patient. And that was the original intent. And now when you think about the environment we're now, it's even more important than it was ever before, than we ever intended it to be. Because in no time in history has the posture and the environment you're living in impacted your vision so much. I don't have a home office. How many people are working from their couch today? How many people are working from places and areas that were never meant to be worked from? That's affecting how they're sitting. That's affecting how they're using their head. It's affecting how they're using their eyes and their vision. And it makes it so much more difficult than ever. And so now what was intended to be something that we saw in research as a need is even more relevant today based on the environment we're in.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, I actually think this is like perfect timing for you guys to actually launch a lens, simply because, as you just mentioned, I know, Jen, you're experiencing this day in and day out. Patients are coming in. What are they saying? I live in front of my computer, Dr. Glover. I live in front of my computer, Dr. Lyerly. This is like a common theme with every single patient, whether there's a kid and they're a student, whether they're an adult and they're working, whether they're retired and they can't leave the house and they just want to sit in front of their computer, their tablet, or watch TV. So they are really demanding to have better vision, and they're demanding better optics and better technology at the same time.
Yep. And doctor, it's very critical when you think about the changing device use, the changing technology has had on our vision. And we hear the term digital eye strain a lot. And we immediately think about the millennials, the Gen Xers, the Gen Y, all the younger people still wearing single vision today. And we have products for that, like Eisen, that I know that you know and love. But if you think about it, a Presbyo, man, eye strain happens to a younger single vision wearer. I'm not pointing at myself because I've already got a one ad. At the end of the day, you know, that's someone that can at least accommodate, you know. So eye strain is just based on how long they're staying there. A Presbyo already has accommodation issues, and now they're having to live in this distance more and more and more. It just exacerbates the problem, exacerbates the strain. And it makes for a not great experience for the patient and the wearer if they don't have the right equipment in their glasses.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen so much in my practice too since COVID started back. The idea of a presbyo, and I think many of us will oftentimes delay thinking about prescribing a progressive style lens, for example, until you get into those more mid 40 years where patients really symptomatic, because you're worried about adaptation and how they're going to adjust, and let's delay till they really need it. And then that idea of like, well, I don't want to do that until I really need it, kind of seeps into how we talk to the patients, and the patients are hesitant to want to get that type of technology. We're doing a major disservice to present a progressive as a lens solution that's going to cause problems, and we want to hold off on that at all costs, because then our patient, in their mind, it's going to make their life worse, where they could really benefit from the technology. For many of my patients, when they're in their 30s, a progressive would be very useful to them already, because the amount of strain on their eyes, what used to take till 45 to show up, it is showing up maybe a decade earlier in my clinical experience.
You know, we're seeing that as well in the research. And if you think about it, you're right. It's a little bit scary because there's a little bit more explanation involved with regards to the lens versus a single vision. But I'm always a big proponent of educating the patient and educating the patient from the chair. People want to know stuff. Tell them everything they need to know, and they'll, you know, walk them through it. But you're right. I think we are seeing it younger. You're probably seeing it younger a little bit more in hyperopes, what we're seeing, even sub 40. I'm a myope. I'm not an awful myope. I'm like a minus 275, minus 250, whatever. I don't have as many challenges because I could do this when I wasn't having a lot of issues accommodating. A hyperope can't do that. Right. So those are the ones that, you know, if you think about really getting into the medical need and segmenting your patient base and saying who might need a progressive lens earlier, it would be those. And I will say, when I think about all the progressive lens we sell, including Varilux, of course, sell way too many 250 ads. I want to sell more one and a quarter, more 150. If people sit on their presbyopia for 8 to 10 years, to your point, Dr. Lyerly, we're not giving them the best solution for them, and they're going to have to make adjustments as a result. On top of that, if they sit there and then like, okay, I'll wait, and I finally get a 250 ad, boom, that's a big adjustment. That's a lot of power to have to adjust to versus being able to gradually get into it. Also, and this I think is an important part for any practitioner that owns their own business, if you think about a 2-year repurchase cycle for a patient, the lifetime value of a patient, if you get them into a progressive a couple cycles earlier, a couple years earlier, there's a benefit to the practice as well. I'm not saying that there's not obviously a patient need, but I want to make sure that our independent practitioners are have a healthy and strong business, and this is how you do it. You know, putting these people in the value-added categories for them, but at the end of the day, they need it. They definitely need it. It's a great combination of something that's good for the eye care professional and something that's definitely good for the patient.
Yeah, and Jeff and Jen, I think you guys hit on two things. And you hit on the right things. The main thing is this. Everything you're saying just revolves around opportunity, whether it's for the practitioner or whether it's the patient. We just have to give these patients the opportunity. We have to give them what they truly need. We shouldn't be scared to prescribe a progressive design just because there's a handful of people out there that have spoken negatively about it. This is actually a great product. We have great technology. I always like to tell my patients when they come in, there's better technology out every year, just like your cell phone technology. You don't have the same first Apple phone or the same Droid phone, do you? So, you know, the technology is going to evolve every year when it comes to lens technology. So let me put you in something that's going to really change your life and really make your life tremendously easier than what you've experienced in the past. And then I just start really talking about, you know, the problem that they have and how that solution is going to solve that problem and cater to their needs. And patients buy into it. And I think the other key thing is just, you know, really connecting with the optical team members to have them understand that, you know, how that lens technology actually really works as well. Because I've seen numerous times where, you know, the doctor can prescribe from the chair and get, you know, the home run. But when a patient comes in and they pick up their glasses, the education on how to use a progressive is not really conveyed. And that can really lead to people not really being so happy and positive about using a progressive design. So we really have to educate on how to use lens technology. Again, it's no different from a cell phone. When you first get your cell phone, a brand new one, you don't know what you're doing with it. You have to play around with it. You have to go to the store and talk to the person that sold it to you and get all that education. And I just feel like we need to take a better role of that when it comes to lens technology in our practices.
And I really appreciate the point you said, Dr. Glover, because I think the great thing about an eye care practice is the teamwork between the optometrist in the chair and the optician and the staff in the dispensary, because it's got to your point. Everyone's got to be on the same page. Everyone's speaking the same language. You know, at the dispensing table with the optician, and so that's where the rubber meets the road, right? That's where I'm going to have that final. That's the last person they're going to talk to probably before they leave the practice. That's the person that's going to do all the adjustments on the frame if needed. That's the person that's going to be helping them when they pick it up. So that, you know, the whole team, and it truly is a team effort, has to be on the same page to provide the best vision care possible for the patient. And people today, they love technology. There's technology in so many different things. I don't think we need to be afraid at all about talking about lens technology today. I've been told my hashtag should be RX product nerd because I talk a little too much about technology. But let's not be afraid. Let's do it. It never hurts to have that conversation with the patient.
I think we've got two major problems that we're facing in eye care. One is that patient communication aspect where the doctor says, I'm prescribing you progressives, and then in their head, like, well, a progressive is a progressive, you know, and they might go and start looking at different prices. And as we all know, the price range on a progressive can vary greatly because we're talking about totally different lens technology. Mm-hmm. But the patient just hears, oh, I need progressives. Well, okay, I'll get the cheapest one. Your analogy, Dr. Glover, about the cell phones, I think is probably one of the strongest ones that we can use in our practice. And iPhone's an iPhone, but we know an iPhone 2 and an iPhone, you know, 10 are not the same technology, and our patients can grasp that image. The second part of that, though, is on us as practitioners, because many of my colleagues, I know I fall into this trap many times as well, we're like, well, oh, they're in front of a computer. Progressive's not going to work. You know, how many times have we heard colleagues say that, or that's entered your mind? But we're thinking about, again, designs from when we were coming through optometry school. And I mean, Daryl, not to like shame on us, but we'll be out of school 10 years ago now. Technology has greatly changed from year to year. And so we need to, as a practitioners, kind of get out of this mindset, well, like progressive is not for computer users. I was looking at some of the data on the new Varilux Comfort Max. And I mean, it's really, really fascinating because they're looking at this diverse range of viewing patterns. And with the technology, the lenses are delivering clear vision for like 495 possible postures. So all these different angles and positions and heights, you're still getting clear vision through the lens. This is not like, oh, you have to sit straight ahead and move your head like this if you want the progressives to work. The technology is greatly advanced. And yes, you can use progressive at a computer.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, when you think about it, no one has the R&D resources that Essilor has. And I, you know, like I've talked to Dr. Glover about, I'm someone that gets to peek behind the curtain a little bit and talk to all these great individuals wherever they are in our global network. And they know their stuff. And they spend hours and hours and hours designing the best possible products. They spend hours studying people, how they use their vision. You know, we've been able to actually take all that information and put it in somewhat of a digital avatar and really model out what all these individual needs are for the individual wearer based on, and you know, to get to those postural needs. And what we've gotten down to is we figured out, you know, based on your emmetropia and the level of addition you require, there are definite differences in what these patients need. And we've been able to calculate that and put that into the design. And that's why you have all these additional postures available. That's why you have this huge area of clear vision within the lens. And we talk about useful vision, because at the end of the day, if your glasses aren't useful, if it's not what you need as an individual wearer, then there's no point. It can be the most pristine optics possible, and I can spend hours and hours like getting right into the minutiae of the surfacing. But if that wearer doesn't like it, what's the point? So it's really, how do you make the individual wearer happy? How do you make them satisfied? You know, I think we talk about, you know, 2020 or 20 happy. You want the patient to feel comfortable and happy walking out of the practice saying, I can see in these glasses, they're going to make my life better, and I'm going to be able to do what I need to do and go about my day.
Well, the one thing that I really love about this new lens design is that, you know, just looking through the data, is that you guys really were able to expand on that intermediate zone. Yes. And we all know that we all have an intermediate zone that we pretty much spend probably 90% of our day in, whether it's, you know, looking at a computer, us having children, that intermediate zone, because they can't be too close at our face. but we all are surrounded by that intermediate zone. And the thing that I love that you guys stated and that you've really done is made it so that, you know, your distance in that reading is not compromised. I would love just to, you know, expand a little bit more on just more of this technology, because, I mean, this is some cutting edge stuff to be able to see, have a great vision at all different angles, and also have a wider intermediate channel to cater to our patients' needs.
Yeah, so, I mean, at the end of the day, Verilux Comfort Max is benefiting from what we call Flex Optum technology. And Flex Optum is a two-step process, right? The first one is where I was talking about with R&D, where we've got all the research on thousands of people over the years. We have so much data on human vision, visual needs, all the things that matter. And we said, okay, we've got these kind of rough profiles based on your emmetropia and your ad power, right? So we've got all these profiles, but then so we have a general idea of where we need to go with that core design. Then what we say is, but every individual is different. There is an infinite number of combinations between sphere, sill, ad power, PD, fitting height, all these different things. So then the next step is say, okay, how do I make that power profile individual to the wearer? That is what's critical. I think we've talked about before, there's a lot of things out there that require a lot of measurements. We have some as well, but we have so much information, so much data on individual wearers. I can tell you so much about the person just by the RX. You know, there's a lot of things that we can do to customize the lens. You take the PD, take the fitting height, it's still going to be customized to that individual wearer. We have the Verilux Comfort Max design, but what ends up on the patient's face is something that was made uniquely for them. One job at a time from the lab, one pair at a time. This isn't mass production. This is a tailor-made design for the individual. And that's what you can tell them when they walk out the door. These are made specifically for you.
Oh, wow. I love that. I mean, anytime someone starts to tell me I'm getting something customized or made uniquely for me, you know, that just makes my heart, you know, pump joy. I mean, like, that's something that's very cool and very exciting, because you want to be unique. You don't want the same thing everyone else has. And we all have different worlds that we live in. That's why we prescribe from the chair, so we can prescribe a solution that's going to cater to that person. Not all the people with the same thing or give the same solution to every single person. So that's phenomenal stuff.
Exactly. You know, a myope's different. Like we were just talking about myopia versus hyperopia, the astigmatism, they all have different needs. They all need different things in the power profile. And then the individual wearer, based on their individual challenges and their distance, it's got to be specific to them. No two individuals are alike. That's why it's so critical that we do so much testing, and we've seen really great wear test results from here. Like I said, we're never going to put something out there on the market. I don't want you and your patients to be the trial, the guinea pig. You don't need to take the risk. I'll take the risk all day, every day, working with R&D with the person off the street when we're doing the test. We have phenomenal scores among existing wearers. 8 out of 10 rating on the overall vision, distance, intermediate, near. And more than that, what we were talking about before with the newer presbyopes, for the first time, we tested this product specifically on individuals that had never worn progressive lens before. Single vision wearers, bifocal wearers, readers. 9 out of 10 wanted to continue wearing the product. 91% overall satisfaction. This is what we talked about, you know, you're worried about putting them in with anything with an ad power, anything that we have to really describe. This is not the thing to worry about. This product was tested on these specific types of people. This is the product that we can actually use to kind of help grow this category, get more and more people into something that they actually need. And it's really going to be a benefit to the practice. And based on the positioning within our Varilux portfolio, it's going to be accessible to a lot of people. I know we talked about some challenges just in our daily lives of COVID. There's challenges with the economy too. We've got to make sure we have something that's new technology, but accessible to a larger group. I've got Varilux X, and it is by far the best progressive lens that Varilux has ever come with. It is the best on the market. It's best in class. But that is what it is. But we need to make sure we have accessibility. I want every patient that's got presbyopia walking out of the practice with a Varilux product. And that's why the practitioner's got to have a couple of different options available to them, right? You want them walking out with what the best option is for them. And this is what we want to do with Varilux Comfort Max.
That's really exciting about this lens technology too, because yes, we all in our practice have patients who want the very best. They want the thinnest lens, the best anti-reflective coating, the very best progressive can be. But probably the bigger chunk of our patient base wants something that works well for them, that's efficient, that's going to meet their visual needs, but that feels like is within their budget. And you know, more than ever, I think COVID-19 has brought out some huge economic disparities in our own communities. There are plenty of people out there like us that are back to work, that are doing well. And many of my patients are working from home and they didn't take a blip in their paychecks or their incomes, and everything is smooth sailing. But that is not the case for everybody. And there's a ton of people on unemployment right now, and they would love to get back to work and see really well. And we need to have things available in our office that can meet their needs and fit into their financial budget too. So I'm thrilled that this technology came out at a price point that is accessible for the majority of Americans.
Yeah, no, I think that's important. And we want to make sure that we want as many people as possible to see the best that they can see, to see well, to really, because that's so critical to their life. And I want to make sure they have the best overall vision. I want to make sure that they have the best overall equipment available to them, because it's, you know, like, do you shoot the moon on the design and then you come, it's like, you know what, I can give you sharp acuity, great vision, but I want to make sure that you protect that investment in the lens and protect your eyes, and I want to put a Crizal no glare on it. Well, I shot the moon on the design, and so now I got nothing. You know, how do we have that best, you know, that best package to provide the patient? I don't want to sell any Varilux with just a factory hard coat. So, I mean, or recommend that to the patient, because it's not the best overall product for them. You got, it's a whole system that they need.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, again, it goes back to us as optometrists. We just have to do a better job of prescribing from the chair. I mean, I had a patient today, and you know, we had a conversation last year about progressives. It was her first time wearing one, and you know, touched on different options, but she didn't remember that conversation. And you know, I was talking to her today and I was like, yeah, you know, there are different types of progressives, ones that offer wider intermediate channels. Being that you're an attorney, I think this would be a better option for you. She's like, what do you mean? There's different types of progressives? I said, yes, You know, so again, it goes back to the top of the conversation. Team effort, a teamwork. We have to make sure that not just the optometrist is educated about this, but also the optical team member. We have to work together to make sure that those patients are getting exactly what they need to take their lifestyle to the next level, because this is a game changer. We have a great product, great price point, great technology. We just have to do better as eye care professionals to convey that message to our patients.
Education is there out there for staff and doctors to add this lens into their offerings and feel really educated and sure? Because I know obviously right now, meeting with sales reps, going to meetings, that kind of traditional way of learning about technology is more challenging.
Well, I think, you know, we have a great resource at Essilor with the ECPU and some of the courses that are offered there. So I believe we'll see some trainings there online. Our account executives, to your point, have some great tools to come in and train the staff. There'll be some online trainings and some ABO accredited courses as well for Varilux Comfort Max. So it's out there, as well as links to some webinars, and we can make sure that your audience has all that information. And, you know, everything, you know, it's interesting you say that, because we really focused this launch on having as many digital tools as possible. Not so much printed, you know, we have some traditional printed tools, maybe a poster, maybe a page source or something that's low touch, not a lot of act because of the sensitivity around COVID and those types of things. So, but we have a fairly robust digital merchandising tool available, whether a practice wants to put something on their website or their social media talking about Varilux Comfort Max, because you want that full surround sound education for the patient. You know, I think we talk a lot about the optometrist in the chair, the opticians in the front, but what's that conversation? How do you start that conversation through other means? When they book the appointment, what are kind of some of those pre-visit communications that we're sending the patient to prime them and get them ready? They need to be asking the questions. You know, the ideal for me is they come in and say, "Hey, doc, what's new? What's the newest? What is new out there? What is something that you can offer me?" So, what are we putting out there in front of the patient ahead of time to get them ready to come in and have the discussion and ask the questions that they need to ask to get the best product possible, and then making sure after the fact that we're reinforcing it with the patient, right? There's no harm in picking up the phone and calling the patient or sending them a text or an email or whatever that patient education or patient communication looks like after the fact, to make sure that they know that, hey, you care about how they're doing with their new glasses. We want to make sure that everything's working the way it is, and have that proactive communication with the patient on an ongoing basis. I think what we've got to get to in our industry is make sure that the conversation between the practitioner and the patient is evergreen. It's always on. If we're thinking about the patient, maybe once a year, twice, you know, maybe once every 2 years, because the we're over. We got to think about how do we have those more constant touch points between the office and the practitioner and the staff and the patient to know that we're in this together. Because if you think about it from a consumer standpoint, from a patient standpoint, they might go to the exam and they go to the practice once a year or once every 2 years, but the result of that, the eyewear, that's something that they're interacting with every single day. So how do we make that a more engaging conversation with them on a more regular basis? And I think that'll be great for the patient. That'll be great for the practice. That'll be great for the industry to keep that conversation going with the patient.
You know, I'm glad that you brought that up, because I'm sitting here thinking and I'm brainstorming, and the first thing that comes to mind for me is social media. Social media is a great touch point to be able to reach out to patients. The second thing that populates in my brain is telehealth. To have another touch point, if a patient comes in and you're not sure if they really understand that concept of a progressive, why not just have this dialogue like we're having right now, talking face to face and educate them on how to use a progressive. Look at how their setup is at home, how their computer setup is. I mean, you can really get to the next level by just diving into their house and being able to understand what their work-life atmosphere environment actually looks like. I mean, that could be a real game changer when you think about it. The other thing that I think is really going to make progressive sales boom for eye care professionals are us, Jen and I, millennials. What do millennials do?
We're right there.
Well, think about it. What do millennials do before they go into a practice? They research the doctor that's there, mm-hmm. look at their social media. So they already have knowledge of what they want when they walk into the practice. I have countless patients that come in that are millennials saying, "I want a blue light protected lens. I want Eisen. I want this. I want that. I want the latest and greatest in technology. So you know what's going to be next? I want a Progressive. I want Verilux Comfort Max. I want Verilux X Series because they've done the research and they understand the technology because they grew up learning technology, using technology, and they understand the true value of it. So I see there's so many touch points that we can have, and I think there's going to be a huge boom when it comes to millennials down the road, just simply because we research stuff before we go into anything.
No, I think that's a great idea. And I like the brainstorm. I mean, just to kind of add on to that, when I think about what we at Essilor can provide the practitioner, you know, I've already talked about some of the content that we've got that you can use through social media. Now I start thinking about like telehealth. Now I need to start bringing out tools and content for the practitioner so you can say, hey, let me share my screen and then let me walk you through what a Progressive is, how Verilux works, and the technology. There's a lot of opportunity to really get some really great education in front of the patient on a more ongoing basis. So I think that that's great. That's definitely food for thought for me moving forward as we kind of move into this new normal with vision care and make sure we have the right kind of care for the patients.
Yeah, I'll send you a bill later on, all right?
Oh, I think you guys are so right, though, because like you said, millennials, they're 40, all right? Millennials are not kids. They are your emerging presbyops. They are on devices all the time, and they have been. You've seen it in your practice, guys. They come in saying, I want blue light glasses. This is the next thing where they're like, I want the new upgrade to my progressives. And again, once they get into a progressive lens, knowing that the technology is constantly innovating, they can get wider zones, more seamless transitions. I'm, you know, in this year to upgrade my progressives to the newest version. That's a future that really does exist. We just need to embrace that and make sure we're talking about that.
Yeah. And Jen, you know what I do? I really prep them for the progressive. I always go in with the eyes and lens option, you know, whether it's 2, 3, whatever it may be. And I say, hey, this is your millennial focal lens, right? But you're going to get to the point where we need to take it to the next level and give you a multifocal lens option, which will be a progressive design. And I kind of set, you know, their mindset to the point where they know they're going to need to make that jump. But they already trust me because I've educated them and I've developed that intimate relationship on how the eyes in works, how it makes their life easier. So they trust me. So when I tell them that they need that progressive, they know that I have their back and that I'm going to put them on to the latest and greatest of technology. So it's really about that communication and education in the office.
And you haven't been telling them, oh, we want to hold off on that. It's going to make you so swimmy and dizzy. When we'll wait as long as possible. No. You know, throw out those words. Stop saying those things.
No, I mean, don't be afraid to offer them the technology that you know that they need. They just don't know it yet. You talked about harmful blue light. Verilux Comfort Max, like all these great Verilux lenses, is available in an Essential Blue Series lens, so you can get the harmful blue light in the lens itself, or a transitions lens. And those are the kind of things, the full solution that the patient needs. My girlfriend went to get her annual eye exam the other day. And at the end, the optician said to her, you don't want transitions, do you? And she did. She actually did want a transitions lens. So that kind of broke my heart a little bit. Don't be afraid to talk about the solutions that you know the patients need. Yeah. If you believe in it, they will believe in it too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, this has been great, Jeff. I mean, every time you're on the show, I just, you know, I like to sit down, have my notepad out, and just listen to you because you're just a wealth of knowledge. I mean, even prior to you coming on, I was telling Jen that this is going to be amazing. This is going to be amazing. Yeah. And that's exactly what it was. I mean, I greatly appreciate you hanging out with us today. You know, if we had to leave our listeners, our followers, with just one piece of advice or one great piece to take home with them, what would you say in regards to this new lens technology that you guys have?
You know, I think with Verilux Comfort Max, I think it kind of completes the offer that you have in the practice. You've got something. Don't let a presbyo walk out the door without a Verilux progressive lens. And I do mean every presbyo, whether they're a 55-year-old that's an established presbyo that's used to it, or a 37-year-old hypero that starts talking to you about, I'm really struggling with things up close. I thought that's what my glasses were supposed to do. Can you help me? Do not be honest with them about the visual condition that they have and let them know you don't have to worry about it because there's a solution and it's called Verilux.
Thank you so much for your time. And we'll put a lot of the links that Jeff was sharing about educational tools in our companion piece on the website. So you guys flip over and check that out too. But thanks again. And we look forward to continuing to get more great technology in our offices and great solutions for our patients. And I'm re-energized to talk about it tomorrow with all of my patients with some of these great tips you guys shared tonight.
Great. Thank you. I always enjoy being on. We'll have to do it again as soon as we can.
All right, colleagues, and it's a wrap. Thank you dearly for hanging out with the Defocus Media team. We hope truly something resonated with you. And if it did, be sure to give us 5 stars. And make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, you named it. And our handle is at Defocus Media on all platforms. And until next time, be sure to keep it 2020. And we look forward to seeing you on the next episode.